Welcome to the start of your weekend. February is a great month to celebrate lesbian, gay, bisexual, and all sorts of identities and just equality in so many different ways. So here in Oxford, there's been a lot of celebrations, and at the local new university, there was drag prov. It was free to enter, and there were two stars from the LGBT scene that really showed us just how creative and how inventive as an art form expressing who you are really takes you to. And it was first come, first serve to get into the location of the just behind the Richard Hamilton building, which is the arts faculty for the university. And this really made me wonder just how important location or a building can become in identifying a cause. And of course, Stonewall Inn, 50 years ago, police raided the bar in New York, and that sparked a riot. And that did come to define the international gay movement that we know today. So Stonewall Inn, still a place of pilgrimage and gathering, and featured quite heavily in the Young Vic production of The Inheritance, told in two parts, then transferred incredibly successfully to the West End. So it's obviously a story that, although 50 years old, is still being told brilliantly, and there is a big audience for it. So one of the quotes from John O'Brien, veteran of the Stonewall riots: "There was no going back. We had discovered a power that we weren't even aware that we had." And whatever your sexual identity, as an artist, a creative person, and a human being, that is something that just, that statement, I think, just wakes you up. And there's a wonderful exhibition here locally that relates to that in Oxford, all about waking up, and pictures about evolving as a person. So while some of the narratives place the Stonewall riots at the start of the civil rights movement for LGBTQ, no doubt the reality is more complex, and a lot of influential organisations have been built up around this. And of course we have Pride that is just burgeoning onwards, although a little bit of controversy in Manchester about the price of the tickets for this year's Pride. And thankfully we don't have as many fights on the streets as Stonewall did show us. But one of the facts is that the gay neighbourhoods seem to be getting perhaps less, maybe because they're not needed, but maybe that is a fight that needs to be taken forward in the future. So whilst the story of Stonewall will be told over and over again, activists continue to fight for equal rights and preserve the legacy of that landmark. It's the actual location that tends to bring the story, which is why I was just reflecting on why buildings are important. And even President Obama's dedication speech noted, "Stonewall will be our first national monument to tell the story of the struggle for LGBT rights. I believe our national parks should reflect the full story of our country, the richness and diversity and uniquely American spirit that has always defined us, that we are stronger together, that out of many we are one." So lots of quotes in the press just recently about placing location as an importance for identity in a cause. And I just wanted to end with the famous poem by Oscar Wilde. When he was in exile in France and actually freed from his terms in jail, he wrote the Ballad of Reading Gaol, and it was about a man who was executed whilst he was there. And this obviously had a really big effect on Oscar Wilde. The man had committed a crime, murdered his wife, but I think the sense of anonymity that left the man behind is inspiration for the poem. "In Reading Jail by Reading Town, there is a pit of shame, and in it lies a wretched man, eaten by teeth of flame. In a burning, winding sheet he lies, and his grave has got no name. And there, till Christ call forth the dead, in silence let him lie. No need to waste the foolish tear, or heave the windy sigh. The man had killed the thing he loved, and so he had to die. And all men kill the thing they love. By all let this be heard. Some do it with a bitter look, some with a flattering word. The coward does it with a kiss, the brave man with a sword. Thanks to the kindness of a Liberal MP and reformer, Richard Haldane, Oscar Wilde was transferred from Newgate, that he really struggled with, to Reading Jail, just 30 miles from where I am at the moment. And during his time there, he was addressed and identified only as C33. And this was because he was the occupant of the third cell on the third floor of C Ward. So I think that loss of identity, being referred to as a number, I can only imagine how that must have sort of embodied what Oscar Wilde needed to say when he was released finally from prison, and he was only allowed to read the Bible and Bunyan's Pilgrim's Progress while he was inside. So with that deep breath in, we all have our freedom listening to this, so enjoy whatever you have planned on this beautiful day, and celebrate February in whichever way you want, and creative work pouring out of you, wishing more success for you.